D.H. Pickett, sworn in for the state, 167th, to testify. I work at Beck & Gregg Hardware Company. I was present when that paper was signed, State's Exhibit J, by Manola McKnight. Albert McKnight, Starnes, Campbell, Mr. Craven, Mr. Gordon was present when she made that statement. We questioned her about the statement Albert had made, and she denied it all at first. She said she had been cautioned not to talk about this affair by Mrs. Frank or Mrs. Selig. She stated that Albert had lied in what he told us. She finally began to weaken on one or two points and admitted that she had been paid a little more money than was ordinarily due her. There was a good many things in that statement that she did not tell us, though, at first. She didn't tell us all of that when she went at it. She seemed hysterical at the beginning. We told her that we weren't there to get her into trouble, but came down there to get her out, and then she agreed to talk to us, but would not talk to the detectives. The detectives then retired from the room. Albert told her that she knew she told him those things. She denied it, but finally acknowledged that she said a few of those things, and among the things I remember is that she was cautioned not to repeat anything that she heard. We asked her 1,000 questions, perhaps. I don't know how many. I called the detectives and told them we had gotten all the admissions we could. We didn't have any stenographer, and Mr. Craven began writing it out, and Mr. Craven had written only a small portion when the stenographer came. She did not make all of that statement in the first talk she had with us. She didn't say anything with reference to Mrs. Frank having stated anything to her mother on Sunday morning. The affidavit does not contain anything that she did not state there that day. Before she made that affidavit, she said he did eat dinner that day. She finally said he didn't eat any. At first, she said he remained at home at dinner time about half an hour or more. She finally said he only remained about 10 minutes. At first, she said Albert McKnight was not there that day. She finally said he was there. She said she was instructed not to talk at first. At first, she said her wages hadn't been changed. Finally said her wages had been raised by the Seeligs. As to what, if anything, she said about a hat being given her by Mrs. Selig, the only statement she made about the hat at all was when she made the affidavit. We didn't know anything about the hat before. Nobody threatened her when she was there. When the first questioning was going on, Campbell and Starnes were not in there. They came in when we called them and told them we were ready. Her attorney, Mr. Gordon, came in with the detectives. Cross-examination. As to why we didn't take her statement when she denied saying all those things because we didn't believe them. We were down there about 3 hours. We went down there to try and get Manola McKnight out if we could. We asked Mr. Dorsey to get her out. He said he would let us stand her bond, and he referred us to the detectives to make arrangements. As to why we didn't get her out then, we wanted a statement from her if we could get it. No, I didn't know that whenever the detectives got the story they wanted, they would let her out. As to my going to get her out and then grilling her for 3 hours, I didn't tell her I was going to get her out. I went down there to get her out, but she left there before I did. She went out of the room. The detectives treated her very nice. They let her go after she made the statement. I knew they were holding her because she did not make a statement confirming her husband. It was not my object to make her statement agree with her husband's statement, but it was my duty as a good citizen to make her tell the truth.